Good afternoon and welcome to City Connections. City Connections is brought to you by the City of Great Falls. Our show provides a behind-the-scenes look into the inner workings of your local government. You will hear firsthand from dedicated professionals who provide the services and programs you depend on to live, work, and play in Great Falls. I'm your host, Lanny Klasner, Communications Specialist for the City of Great Falls. Today, I would like to welcome my guest, Karen Young. Karen is a Communications Center Manager for the Great Falls 911 Dispatch Center. Welcome, Karen. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Lanny.
Before we get into the details of the city's 911 center and public safety dispatching, I think our listeners would like to hear a little bit about your background. How long have you been with the City of Great Falls, and what roles have you played during that time?
I've been with the City of Great Falls for 33 years. I was hired in 1988 as an emergency services dispatcher. In 1996, I advanced to a dispatch supervisor, and in 2016, I was selected to fill the position of the 911 director.
Wow. So you've been working in this field for quite some time. I know it has its rewards and challenges. What has kept you in the dispatching 911 center world?
Yeah, I know it might sound trite, but I like to help people. And I like the variety and challenge of the job. It's every day is different, and the demands are different. I feel like I've mastered the skills required for this profession to build my confidence, knowing that I can answer a call and get the person the resources they need. Obviously, there's been highs and lows, but those are actually exceptions. Most of the calls are normal and routine. Our neighbors reaching out because an event's impacted their lives, and it's usually a negative way, and they don't have the ability to resolve it themselves. I've developed a great respect for the first responders, which includes our police officers, deputies, firefighters, medical personnel, and dispatchers, because they're there when we need them. And without them, we couldn't get the work done.
Yes, you're the lifeline. You're the connection to getting people the help they need, but they're providing the services. So can you tell me a little bit about the 911 center, how it operates?
Yeah, we're actually a combined center, and what that means is that we take care of the city and the county. So it's called a PSAP, Public Safety Answering Point, and there can only be one per county. Ours happens to fall under the city's jurisdiction, and so we're actually under the police department, but we dispatch services for the Cascade County Sheriff's Office, Great Falls Fire Rescue, Great Falls Emergency Services, Cascade County Rural Fire Departments, the Rural Quick Response Units, Search and Rescue. Obviously for our staffing, we're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. At present, we're working 12-hour shifts. Because of staffing, we had to find a schedule that would work with the limited number of people we have. So there's a schedule called the Panama Schedule, and it took a while for me to get the hang of even scheduling it because it's kind of crazy. They work 2 days, have 2 days off, work 3 days, have 2 days off, work 2 days, have 3 days off. And this gives every other weekend, they'll get a three-day weekend.
Do you have a fancy spreadsheet with all of the, yes, I would imagine, trying to keep it all organized and who's working when and who's off.
Yeah, so they work less days per month, but it's longer shifts. They're 12-hour shifts. So currently we have four teams of four, and we have six vacancies that we need to fill. So when the call comes in, obviously the dispatcher's gathering information, such as the location of the call and what assistance they need. And the information's then put into our CAD, our computer-aided dispatch system, and we're able to dispatch out. And then I looked at last year's statistics, and for our 911 center, we answered 155,351 telephone calls. That's an average of 425 calls a day. And of those calls, 108 were made coming in via 911. And then from those calls, majority, we generated 83,425 calls for service. And that averages out to 228 calls per day that we send law enforcement, fire, and or medical on.
You guys are busy.
Yes.
Very busy.
Yeah.
And with that, you had mentioned that you have several openings for dispatchers. What are you looking for in a dispatcher? What are some of the attributes of, if somebody's maybe interested in this position?
Yeah, so I found that people entering this profession really have no idea what they're getting into. It's just sometimes you see it on TV, but you really don't have an idea what it's all about. So we're looking for people. I'm going to start out with some, people with integrity and people that have a life of making good life choice skills. We're looking for people that have good communication skills. And in this day and age, good technology skills. We need to have the ability to multitask. Someone that has a sense of community, a desire to serve, willingness to be a team player. Someone who's passionate, committed, flexible, and not afraid of a challenge. And it sounds like a lot, but a lot of people have those innate qualities and they just don't know what to do with them. They never consider this a profession, and once they get in the door, and it just kind of falls into place.
Well, speaking of multitasking and technology, we recently put a post on the city's Facebook page, and I believe one of your dispatchers created that image, and it shows one computer screen, and then on the bottom that says normal, the top says normal, and the bottom it says the dispatcher, and there's multiple screens and there's lots of different things going on in that picture. But that's the multitasking and that's the good communication skills and technology.
It is. It can be very intense if you're not used to it, but when you go home and you have one computer screen, you feel like you got gypped.
Right? Yeah. Well, I have two at work and I appreciate the two I have, but yeah. Just you know, looking at the center and looking at the number of things that you have to manage all at one time. So multitasking is a really important.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we talked about before, the 911 center is the lifeline in an emergency. Can you guide us through what a potential caller might expect, and maybe some suggestions? You know, when they're calling in an emergency, what they need to provide to your dispatchers.
Right. So when you call in, you can expect the dispatcher to start asking you questions. And sometimes it'll be a lot of questions. And so the caller needs to answer the questions they're being asked. A lot of times they're caught up in what's going on and they want to tell us the whole story. And that actually delays us getting whoever they need to them. So the officer's going to need the whole story or the fire department, but dispatch needs specific information, and that's what we're asking for. And telling us to hurry doesn't speed it up. It speeds it up if you just answer the question so we can get the information in. The most important piece of information that we need from a caller is the location where they need help. And if we lost the phone call there, but we have a location, we can send people to help you and then decide what you need. But the location is just imperative. And after that, we need to know what kind of help you're looking to receive, so we can send you the right resources. And sometimes it's more than one. If you're in a traffic accident, you might need an ambulance and the police department. So we need that kind of information. Once the dispatcher has the information, like I said, they put it in the computer system, and then that allows the other dispatcher to see a call in whatever console they're manning. So the police dispatcher can see, oh, I've got an accident, they need an accident investigator. And fire department can see, well, there's injuries, so I'm going to send an ambulance. So the longer it takes to get the information, the longer it takes to get it dispatched. Some calls we need to, the goal is to get them dispatched in 60 seconds, especially medical calls. So I would never discourage anybody from calling 911 if they don't know what else to do. But just be aware if when you call 911 and you start out the conversation with the dispatcher that this really isn't an emergency, but there's a chance you'll be put on hold because another 911 line's ringing and that person may have a real emergency. And we found that people who don't know where to turn, they turn to us. And we're fine with that. We would rather they do that. I had an example from 2017. We had that earthquake that people could fill in Great Falls happened about midnight. And so just for an example, in the first hour after the earthquake, three dispatchers on night shift, and they took 220 911 calls.
Oh, wow.
No one needed assistance. No one was hurt. No damage was done. They were just concerned and wanted information.
Well, and they call 911 to get those answers. I know that, you know, for some non-emergencies, there's the police department does have a non-emergency dispatch number. Does that also go through you, or is that a separate line?
It comes to us. The city has two phone trees. Most of the calls for the police department come to us, and we dispatch them, and we also answer a non-emergency for the sheriff's office.
So you wear multiple hats.
We do.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you provided some really good advice for people who are looking, you know, or if they're in an emergency, you know, to call 911, what they can expect, and, you know, answering the questions, you know, listening, because you're excited, mm-hmm. you know, you're in a traumatic situation, but to be able to kind of step back and just listen
right.
to what, you know, you're being asked of, so you can get the emergency vehicles or personnel out to them as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's what we need.
So again, I want to go back to the openings that you have. You talked about the schedule. Once you fill the openings, are you going to continue with that schedule, or is that just more of a creative way to work with your current openings?
We're hoping to stay with it, because once we get people into the position, we need to find a way to retain them. And the current employees are very satisfied with this. In fact, we've had two people actually apply because of that schedule. It fits their lifestyle better, that they have more days off every other weekend, so they have time to do stuff with family and friends. So it's actually been a good experience in that respect, that we can meet some of their needs.
Well, you got to be creative. And sometimes, you know, when you're in need, you have that creativity, but it works out in the end, especially if employees are happy. And again, you know, this is a high stress position, so being able to, you know, have that downtime and have the time with your family is important.
It is. It really is. It means a lot to them to be able to plan so that they have more time.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about the current efforts that you have going on up here?
Well, we've been working with the police department, the Support Services Bureau, and with the city's HR department, and we're trying to get the word out through different avenues, like this radio program, some television interviews. We had our National Telecommunicator Week, where we reached out to the community and had some support there. So just any avenue that we can use to get the word out that this is a profession that maybe most people don't consider.
Well, I hope that you fill all your positions and you have satisfied, happy staff with their new scheduling program. And I just want to thank you for joining me today and for your service to the City of Great Falls. And thank you for tuning in to City Connections. I hope this behind-the-scenes look gave you insight into how your local government works. Please share what you've learned today with your family, friends, and coworkers. As always, you can stay up to date on city events and programs by following us on Facebook at City of Great Falls or visit our website at greatfallsmt.net. Again, I'm your host, Lanny Klasner. Until next time, stay connected and informed.